Well, I'm sitting here outside, actually, in a beautiful late September's afternoon in Parsons Green, in a quiet moment before the storm of cooking and wine matching with Casiero del Diablo wines. If you've been following me today, you've probably seen a lot of tweets about Casiero. Been experimenting with some live streaming and also using Posterous as an event aggregator, which I think is really an excellent tool. Also wanted to grab a little bit of a moment to speak to Chris Mitchell from Cube Communications, the company that looks after Casiero in the UK, who've recently been doing quite a lot in terms of the drinks trade and using digital media to promote brands. So I thought I'd quickly grab him and talk about the Casiero event. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much. No, look, what's happening today is very exciting. It's I set Rob a challenge of coming up with a sort of experimental social digital media platform to promote the wines of one of our clients. And I think what's going on today is very exciting in that we're using Twitter, we're cutting into the food blogging environments, the wine blogging environments, and really trying to use all this technology to get to a new audience and get to a community that appreciates what we're trying to do. I think, you know, there'll be a lot coming out of this in terms of learnings. I think there are many things we're doing very well today, some things perhaps not so well. But overall, I think the response has been fantastic. I've just found out that already 400 people have looked at the video that we did, which is, you know, mind-blowing, really. And yes, you know, this is brand promotion, but it's brand promotion, if you like, with a conscience. And what that means is that we're giving something back. This hopefully is giving people interest, it's giving them an education, it's giving them content, and it's hopefully helping all of us, you know, as an industry, to learn what is and isn't possible remotely in terms of communicating about wine and linking it in with food, doing things live, using new technology, seeing where it holds up and where it falls down, and just making it work.
I mean, what do you think the trade will make of this whole event in terms of the actual drinks trade?
I think at the moment, you know, we've got to be honest about it and say we're not getting to a huge amount of people necessarily. But I think we're getting to a very important group of people, which are early adopters. They're the ones that will go out there and hopefully take these ideas up and do more and build the community. And I, you know, we can learn off them just as hopefully they'll be learning off us.
So tonight we are doing what? I mean, demonstrating really that I think what I like about it is that when you're talking about wine, it's very difficult to allow people to experience it. But when it comes to food, people can experience it because they can make it themselves. So obviously we're giving people a chance to have an insight into what's happening here, even some input, because people have helped to choose the menus that we're cooking. Some of them pretty amazing, amazingly brave things to try and cook. I mean, from Casiero del Diablo's perspective, what do you think they're going to make of this in Chile?
Oh, I hope they're going to love it. I think I just heard today that there's an election coming around in Chile, so all the politicians out there are starting to use Twitter. So Twitter's now hitting Chile. So I know they know about it. You know, hopefully from a Casiero del Diablo point of view, this will link them in with food. It will tell the story behind their brand. I mean, that's what this is about. There are sort of around a £7 price point. So at that price point, you expect to know a little bit about the wine. And hopefully this tells that story. And I think what's happened today is interesting, that we've had genuine input, not only in terms of the recipes, but also in terms of where to get the stuff from. So, for example, Louis Spilt Wine has put out a call to a local fishmonger via Twitter. So have you got any vongole? Have you got any clams? And immediately, within 2 minutes, it came back saying, yep, they're here, they're waiting for you. And I think that's awesome, to be honest.
Yes, I mean, just sourcing things via Twitter, it's happened to me in terms of other things, but I've never ordered my ingredients for my cookery over Twitter. You never know.
That's great.
Well, I think this will be very exciting. Hopefully we'll get a few more people involved in the tasting. We'll do the main live event around 7 o'clock. So if you're listening to this before 7 o'clock on the 29th of September, then check it out. Otherwise, there'll be an archive on casiero.posterous.com. And, well, thanks for listening. And thanks, Chris.
Great, thanks.